I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The pictures from Havana were easy to miss this weekend as Florida dealt with Irma's unwelcome arrival. But in the Cuban capital, too, there were flooded streets and residents wading through water above their waists. Hurricane Irma also slammed Havana's legendary seafront boulevard with waves nearly 40 feet high. Irma was the most powerful hurricane to hit the island in 80 years. And as the storm approached last weekend, many Cubans were switching on their televisions to catch a glimpse of a familiar, reassuring face. And it wasn't Fidel Castro they were looking for.
They were hoping to see José Rubiera, the top weatherman in Cuba.
That's journalist and editor Gail Reed. She's based in Cuba, but left just as Irma was closing in on the island. I asked her why so many Cubans looked to this meteorologist, José Rubiera, for reassurance.
He has been with Cubans over the decades during every storm, every hurricane, every threat meteorologically to the island. And all over social media, the Cubans started asking, where is Rubiera? And as it turned out, he was stuck in the Miami airport, desperately trying to get back. Because although he's retired officially, every time there's a major storm, he is on TV and radio from the meteorological station in Havana.
Yes, so why is he so beloved in Cuba?
Well, he's so beloved because he's a scientist. He's not a stick figure they put before a map. He teaches you ask everybody, a taxi driver in Cuba can tell you about the Saffir-Simpson scale of hurricanes, tell you which part of the hurricane is most dangerous for the wind, most dangerous for the rain. They trust him because he teaches them, and he teaches them very early, before the hurricane even hits. So that's why they were already missing him. The comfort and the trust come because he gives them the information they need. You know, Cuba's a highly literate society, so people thrive on information. For example, I was watching one of his forecasts during the storm, and he said, a lot of you are worried about Hurricane Jose. I want to reassure you that Hurricane Jose is not a danger to Cuba. Here's where it's going to go. He uses all of the different projections from NOAA, from the U.S., has a great relationship with the Miami Meteorology Center. And so he's also been a person who is very open to relations with the United States and to helping each other during storms.
So let's just have a taste of José Rubiera's weather forecast on TV.
Bueno, estamos para darle la última información acerca de este peligroso huracán que está cruzando por la callería norte.
So, yeah, I can hear a reassurance in his voice. You've met him, right? Is he like that in person?
Oh, yeah, he's a really wonderful person, but he's also just a Cuban who cares about other Cubans and actually cares about people across the Florida Straits. He's been essential to this collaboration that Cuba has managed to attain with the Miami weather forecasters. And in fact, some of the U.S. TV stations in Spanish were using his reports in this last hurricane. He's trusted on beyond Cuba.
So Cubans are relieved that José Rubiera is back on the air, but the news coming out of Cuba is not good. I know you're heading back there and you've been in touch with family and friends. What are they telling you about the situation now and what it's like today?
The flooding has been horrific in Havana. My neighborhood now has lights and other neighborhoods south have lights. Of course, the hardest hit were those closer to the Seaside Drive, the Malecón, where the waves were just, you can see some of the photographs. They look like they're at the top of the Morro Castle Lighthouse.
Wow.
I mean, they were just huge.
Cuba's health professionals work throughout the Caribbean, and Cuba is sending medical help now to its neighbors. Can you tell us about that? Is it depriving Cuba of its own doctors?
No, not really. They have 85,000 doctors. They have about 60,000 abroad now, 700 of them in other Caribbean countries. And there's a team of about 20-some in Barbuda, which, of course, was the island probably worst hit by the storm. Right after Irma hit Cuba, they sent a team of linemen to restore electricity in Barbuda, to help restore their electrical grid, which, of course, is also one of the hardest hit in Cuba itself. You know, we don't have all those great supplies from Home Depot and other places that they have in the States, but people help each other during storms.
Gail Reed is the founder of Medic and the editor of Medic Review. Thank you very much for your time and safe travels back to Havana.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting back.